do I get placed in Kiev, a government that is going to be, at a minimum in the near term, not hostile to my interests, it is not going to move closer to Europe, and keep this Ukraine in play to a point where I think I can bring the whole thing into a Eurasia.
Professor Martin, Kimberly just basically said that sanctions might not be able to do a whole lot for us. What's your view? Do you feel we've got economic tools that could basically persuade Mr. Putin to temper his ambitions?
I think the short answer to that is no, because particularly if we're not prepared to do a lot of harm to ourselves.
By what you mean the United States, Europe, or both?
I think it has to be both. It has to be a consolidated, use the term Western position. And there's a lot of economic hardship you could create that might cause Putin, Mr. Putin, to rethink. But we would have to be prepared to sacrifice a lot on our side. As Kim has said, I mean, they are intertwined. You can't hurt Russia without hurting us in some way. And the problem is that when you look at this from the standpoint of European interest and American interest, it doesn't rise to the level it does in Russia. So they're prepared to withstand a lot more pain than we are. And I don't think that we're prepared to do that damage to ourselves to make a point about changing borders in Europe at this point.